Do you have a favorite Bible verse? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. God is an amazing storyteller, and one of my favorite things is when He gives us different stories and illustrations that just keep on coming back in our lives. A lot of times this is a favorite verse or just an image that we connect with about Christ or about any part of our faith. I love these sort of things that you can just kind of hold on to. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called My First Bible by Kelly Joy. As far as I can remember, the first Bible verse I learned was Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was probably 10 years old. At that time, my parents were not Christian, so we didn't have any Bibles at home. So where did I learn the verse Psalm 23:6? It was from an obituary. I grew up in Singapore, and obituaries in newspapers could cover the entire page, and they usually included a Bible verse if the deceased person was a Christian. Psalm 23:6 hits a chord for me. It is a beautiful promise and assurance from God. I was young at the time and thought the word psalm was printed incorrectly and was supposed to be palm. I also thought the number 23:6 was probably a house number. I still find it funny when I think about it now. Later in my life, my parents and I became Christians. I found out the word psalm is, in fact, spelled correctly, but still I hoped it had something to do with palm. When I first read Isaiah 49, verse 16, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands," I was delighted to see the word palm. But more importantly, I got to know that God loves me very much. Since first reading Psalm 23:6, I've observed that Psalm 23 is often used in funerals. When my grandma passed away, the pastor preached on this passage, reminding us that God is with us during our bad times, good times, and even boring times. For someone like grandma who stayed home most of the time, life can be boring. It reminds me of the pandemic time when we were stuck at home. It was a challenging time. But Psalm 23 encourages us to trust in Jesus as He is our shepherd. He died and rose again so we could always be with Him, and He speaks to us through His Word, revealing how much He loves us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you remember the first Bible verse you ever heard? Do you have a favorite Bible verse? Although Psalm 23:6 isn't referring to a house number, we can have the same assurance of living in God's house forever by putting our trust in Jesus. Find out more about this good news at the Know Jesus tab on unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Psalm 23:6, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 23, Isaiah 49:16, and 2 Timothy 3:16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Is there a verse that stuck out to you recently? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about gospel sprouts with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.